good morning. 99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
Let's go ahead and start with a little bit of sports because the Cards are going to the national championship.
Oh, look at that. Wow.
That's right. Jeff Brom, home opener, 56-0. Give us the national championship now.
Oh, okay. All right. So, not officially.
Did you actually think that we were?
For a hot second, I did. I don't know.
No.
I was like, wow, they changed the rules. That's fun.
No.
I don't know.
No, Jeff
I'm
Brom.
I'm all about it, though.
Coach Jeff Brom in his first home opener, 56-0 over the Racers. Murray State, so hey, I mean, we're 2-0. Cards are 2-0.
Let's just end the season right there. Call it a day.
Undefeated, number one in the ACC. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Great start, though.
I know. Hey, you know what? When it was, it was like 28-0 at half, I was like, all right, we're looking good. All right.
Still cautiously optimistic, though.
No, not cautiously optimistic.
Oh, okay.
I'm optimistic.
All right, great.
No caution in this.
Ah, gotcha.
Send us to the national championship.
There it is.
Give it. Put us in the CFB. Let's go.
Wrap it up. There you go.
All right. Good stuff. 2-0. All right. What else do we have? I didn't really have anything else. Oh, hey, by the way, so remember... was it last week? Was it 2 weeks ago when I was peppering the show with talks of my groin?
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Do you remember? Right.
Yeah. No, I thought we had gotten past that, though, because, you know, you're healed, right?
Do you remember that?
I do.
So I said I had a bit of a groin injury just from you know, doing a little jogging at Joe
Creason. You drug us through all that, yeah.
Yeah, it was just some hills, and then I had to, you know, move my daughters into their dorm room, and
I
could barely
things.
Walk and all that stuff. Yeah, it was awful. So.
And they were done with it, right? You discovered there was a shelf life for their concern?
Yeah, for sure. So I managed to battle through that injury and get to the other side to where I was able to, you know, start resuming my my jogs and things like that, and
we were all happy for you, Sparky, and then that was the end of the story,
right? I know, and I thought that was going to be, you know, where we closed the book on that.
It can be
that's Ben's groin injury.
It could be the end of the story. It could.
Ah, but Kelly, there's an addendum.
Oh, great.
So I went to Jefferson Memorial Park, did some hiking, right?
Yeah,
birthday. Had a great little, you know, afternoon just kind of walking the trails. And
you got beautiful pictures out of it, too. Like, you can see all those pictures on our socials. You went lots of places.
Yeah, I mean, it does. Some of them do look like I might have been photoshopped into them.
Maybe.
I know.
Not sure.
Right, exactly. So everything was, you know, fine. Hills and things like that. And if you'll recall, hills were what were my downfall with my groin the last time.
They were your kryptonite. Did you do some stretching before?
So I'm not going to say I did stretching, but I did... I finished up the day. Everything was fine, even the day after. But then yesterday, I just started feeling a little bit of that tingle.
You know, you telling me there's delayed groin stretching?
I want to say there is, because this is what happened the last time. I had I did the activity. I had a day where I was... You know, almost like a day where the muscles were like, what's going on here? And then after that, it was like, you know, and then my groin seized up. So, you know, fast forward to hiking there at Jefferson Memorial Park. A day after, I'm fine. And then yesterday, I'm just sitting there and I'm like, ooh, some tender spots there.
Oh, okay.
There's some tenderness.
Okay.
And so I was really kind of nervous waking up this morning thinking that I was going to be in the same state that I was a couple weeks ago.
Oh, dang.
And then, Kelly, I think we can all be happy that I woke up feeling better than I anticipated, because if I was in the same state I was a couple weeks ago, this show would have been nothing but my groin.
Oh, okay, great. So we're getting a groin update to say there's no groin update?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
We're getting a groin update now so I can get it out, just to say that we almost had a groin show again today.
Okay. You know what?
A show focused solely on my groin and getting it better.
Thanking our lucky stars, we're not in that situation again.
Now, I'm not going to say it's 100%.
Okay.
I'm not going to say it's 100%. I'm going to say that it's still a bit like tender. I don't even know if tender is the right word.
I'm not sure if we need to talk about your tender groin any further. I mean, it was just, we've already spent a significant amount of time on it. Significant.
Well, what's significant to you is just a drop in the bucket to me, Kelly.
Right, absolutely.
Because it's my groin we're talking about.
Sure.
Kelly, if this was your groin we were talking about,
I don't need to ever talk about my groin.
Well, I was just going to say that if you were in the same state and you were wanting to talk about your groin, I would be supportive in that.
My point is, I will never be in the state where I need to talk about my groin. Whether it's hurting or not, I'm not telling you.
See, Kelly, that's where you...
I'm going to struggle in silence. I'm going to turn to my family if I need support.
Kelly,
I'm going
Kelly,
to use
we're your
ice
family.
Packs. Yeah, no,
we're your family.
I don't think that I need that kind of support from all of you all. I think I'll be good. And you're welcome, because I don't know if anyone else is going to need to hear about any of that.
You don't know, Kelly.
No,
there
I
may
think
be
I'm,
plenty of people who want to hear about Kelly's tender groin.
I got an idea. No one's going to need to hear about that. Or any other tender bits.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
All right.
There are some things I like to just keep close to the vest. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Kelly, how can you work through it properly without talking about it?
And you isn't, can.
Isn't
no,
that
you
what
can.
This show is all about?
Yes,
is us
it is.
Working through all of our life's issues.
Well, some of them, though, I feel like don't need to make the air.
Oh.
Some of them.
Well, see, I guess that's where you and I differ on that.
Got it.
All right.
But
because I like to tell you about my life, Kelly.
Sure. Why don't you go ahead and just maybe put it on the socials? If you feel like you need to still...
I could
still
do that
get it
too.
Out there. Yeah, just put some more videos out there of your movement and just say, hey... Groin wellness check, we're doing okay.
Well,
and maybe leave it there.
I mean, okay, question mark, because still, you know, I still got to get through today. Hopefully it doesn't continue to tighten up throughout the day. But right now, groin check is at a yellow.
Okay, so I think that maybe the video today is, you know, in the past you had been wheeling yourself down the hallway in a chair. Maybe today we're doing lunge stretches down the hallway. And well, that's the video that you show, just to show that you're trying to keep everything loosey-goosey. So it's not going to seize up on you and everything's good and we can stop talking about it. Is that a good plan?
I mean, we'll see. We'll see.
You can see all the comments and the T's and P's that come in.
Yeah,
you know,
thoughts and prayers for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
About my tender groin.
Exactly.
All right. But your groin is fine?
Everything's good. Thanks for checking.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to turn any focus away from you and any ailments that you may have in your groin.
I will say this. The last two nights, I have had massive calf cramps in my right leg. Two nights in a row. Woke me up around the same time.
Okay.
Excruciating pain.
Well, do you need someone to rub it?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good. I'm walking it off, but it is tender. I'll say that.
See, there you go.
Calf.
See, you've got tender spots too.
I've got a tender calf. I'll say that. Not sure why I'm getting leg cramps so much in the middle of the night. It's not fun though.
Mm-hmm. It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. Do you recall a series of these sort of like slasher movies that were based on children's books?
Yeah, it's just really disturbing.
Like Winnie the Pooh, Bambi being a couple of them, right?
Yeah.
Well, there's a new one. Mary Had a Little Lamb. It's apparently about a group of podcasters who enter this house where Mary lives with, well, there's a guy in a terrifying lamb head. And anyways, the trailer's out. Movie's to be out in early October. I have a little bit of the trailer for you if you'd like to hear.
My team and I have reached a very mysterious house.
Hello! My name's Mary. I don't bite!
Carla, something doesn't feel right here. Exactly. Something is off.
What? Okay, so Mary had a little lamb whose fleece was white as snow everywhere that Mary went. The lamb was sure to go. Isn't that the nursery rhyme?
Yeah.
What else? Is there like a second verse that I'm missing? Like, why would Mary be a...
I don't remember it.
Why would Mary... Because I almost feel like this is starting to be like the Goldilocks, you know, where people enter the house, right?
Exactly.
Right.
Mary had a little... Oh, that's creepy.
Wow.
Oh, that is creepy.
Yep.
Ow!
And everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go.
Oh!
Yeah, so this lamb apparently is a guy in a lamb's head or costume, and he's terrorizing these podcasters.
That's great.
Okay.
Wow. Are we running out of ideas? Is that what's happening?
I mean, you know, there's a niche for everything, right?
No, niche? All right.
All right. So
that was fully creepy, though.
We'll tweet it out if you want to see it, at Ben and Kelly Show. Setting the bar time, Kelly.
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, what is the famous Ace Hardware jingle?
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Right.
Folks, yes.
Helpful, right.
Yes.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without going into your local Ace Hardware to try to get some hedge clippers around your ankle monitor to snip it off, well, you're doing okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Helpful, yes.
Right, they were helpful.
But,
our neighbors
against the rules.
In Ohio, this happened to just this week where a parolee just wandered into a local Ace Hardware, asked an employee, hey, where are the hedge clippers? Just wandering. So, Ace, the helpful hardware folks, they pointed
right
them out.
Right over here.
That's right. And he's like, thanks, I got it from here. That's when the guy used the clippers to cut off his ankle monitors, stashed it in an aisle, and then moseyed on out the door.
Oh, wow.
But not before grabbing that free bag of popcorn by the door.
Sure.
Walked out, took off on a bike. Now, the employees, as they're making their, you know, rounds in the hardware store, they found the cut ankle bracelet there sitting on the shelf. They realized what happened. Caught on surveillance footage, so they didn't actually, like, catch him cutting the monitor, cutting off the ankle monitor on surveillance, but they do have him stashing it on a shelf. So the store called the authorities. They came, collected the monitor. They really shouldn't have any problem figuring out who the guy is because, you know, the monitors are... they're assigned to people. It's not
right.
Just willy-nilly, right?
Yeah, no, they're going to know who that belongs to.
Here's the store manager.
Maybe he thought that it was an out-of-the-way spot, that he could just come in, and we have hedge clippers. The other stores in the plaza do not have them. And we were the helpful hardware folks with the hedge clippers. Yes, we were.
I mean, look at that. The manager's dropping their slogan on
them. Absolutely. I mean, this is free advertising.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
100%. Well done.
So again, this
well
is
done.
This is a setting the bar story. So if you can manage to make it through the day without going into your local Ace Hardware to try to get some hedge clippers to snip off the ankle monitor that you have on your body, then you're doing okay.
Good note, though. But yes, very helpful, Ace. Very helpful.
All right, there you go. That is your Set of the Bar story on 99.70JX. Look, I understand that you'd like to know that your life is doing all right.
Yeah, by hearing other people fail.
Right. So, you know, from time to time, we like to take examples of everyday fails that will just make you feel better about yourself and your life. This from the website F My Life. Like today, I was taking care of a friend's hamster. Thinking the hamster wanted to make a bed, I put some cotton balls in its cage so he would be comfy.
Oh, no. Oh, no. No, 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 no.
He promptly ate them and died.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Have you ever been in the care of someone else's animal and kill it?
No.
That would be awful.
That would be the worst.
Another one. Today, I was chopping veggies for dinner and accidentally sliced through my thumbnail into my finger. Wrapped it, finished cooking, despite being in considerable pain. My husband patted my shoulder and said sympathetically, "Don't worry about the dishes, babe. You can just do them tomorrow."
So helpful. So helpful.
Thanks.
Oh, thanks. My goodness.
Another one. Today I was excited to finally use the expensive bath bombs I've been saving. I mean, don't we all have like a basket of bath bombs that we just keep?
Exactly.
Right.
And I've never used, but I have maybe the intention of
someday
I'm going to need that.
Anyways, today I'm excited to use those expensive bath bombs I've been saving. Filled the bathtub, dropped one in, settled in for a relaxing soak. The bath bomb fizzed so much it created a bubble mountain and spilled over, flooding my bathroom with colorful suds. My relaxing bath turned into a slip and slide adventure as I tried to mop up the mess in my birthday suit.
Oh, man. That's a picture.
Again, things that you have to try to accomplish while naked.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Oh, here's a good one. Today I was feeling really good about going to the gym for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
That was until I got so worn out from my warm-up on the treadmill, I had to stop and throw up.
Oof. Like, you know what? We'll try this again some other day.
Yep, we're going to pack it in today. That was a good session.
All right, one more here from F My Life. Today, I overheard my husband talking to our six-year-old about animals for a project at school, right?
Uh-huh.
I listened, thinking it was cute, until my husband said gleefully, "Remember to say this in your project. Octopuses have 8 testicles."
Oh, God, no. No, it's... No! That's the wrong word. That's the wrong word. That's not. Oh, no. Oh, she probably went to school and said that.
You know what? That's great.
Yep.
Hashtag learning. Again, just hoping that your life is doing a little bit better than these people's, right?
Absolutely. Right.
Listen, we're not perfect. Sometimes the advice we give isn't for everybody. It's not a one-size-fits-all sort of show here on 99.7 DJX.
I mean, it should be a little one-size-fit-all.
I mean, you should just be able to take anything that we dispense and use it to your benefit.
Exactly.
That's how we design the show. So a couple weeks ago, Kendra reached out to us wanting to know if she should redecorate her boyfriend of 2 years' bachelor pad. Now, kind of fill us in, Kelly, on like where we were with it.
Well, she had just moved in, I believe, 2 months prior.
Mm-hmm.
So she'd been living with him for 2 months. And she's like, "Hey, I came up with this idea to, like, while he's gone, I was going to surprise him by making over the apartment. What do you think?"
Yeah, and she had already kind of run this by some friends and got mixed support.
Right. And we were kind of like, you know what? Maybe not. Like, I feel like things, paint colors should probably be decided on by both people sharing the space. Maybe hang a couple of pictures, see what he thinks, just to test the waters, and then go from there.
Now, she did say, she was like, "Hey, I know what he likes. And I know that once he sees what I do, then he'll like it."
That's what she thought.
That's what she thought.
But we were like, you know what? He could take that as to you're coming in and like changing everything in his life.
Yeah.
It could be more than just the decor.
Right. Anyway, so now just as kind of a behind the curtain sort of thing, when you do reach out to us for group therapies, a lot of times we will follow up with you, you know, once or twice or a couple times, just like, "Hey, you know, is there anything, you know, how are things, you know, is there an update that we can share, this and that, this and that."
It's a Ben and Kelly aftercare program.
That's right. You get that for free. Just like you get the advice that we give you for free.
It's all free. That's all free.
So anyways, we did get an update after a couple, you know, after a little poking and prodding. All right. So Kendra's update coming up next on 99.7 DJX. And then we did get a surprise, which I'll explain in a little bit. And now the update from a group therapy received a couple weeks ago from Kendra, who wanted to know if she should redecorate her boyfriend of 2 years' bachelor pad.
Didn't she initially say, like, hey, typically I think, like, the advice you give your listeners and your listeners give out is a little sus,
yeah,
but
she
here
did
I
throw
am.
That. Yes, she I, did
I
throw
just,
that at
I'm
us.
Curious as to what you guys would say.
Right.
So here's the update. Hey, guys. You really are persistent, aren't you?
Uh-huh.
I don't even know why I thought reaching out to you would be helpful.
Oof. Wow.
As I said before, the quote advice you and your listeners give is sus.
Already I'm sensing tone.
Anyway, I know you'll keep pestering me until I tell you something, so this is what you get. I decided to redecorate the way you told me by just hanging a picture.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I did it while he was out of town last week. Anyway, the picture looked so out of place there on the wall by itself, so I thought I would add just a few more things. You know, a couple of throw pillows, added some framed pictures of us, and a few other things that were meant to spruce things up. Remember, dull guy pad that needed a little woman's touch.
Okay.
I spent a lot of time and money on making it feel like a great home. Anyway, he gets home. I could tell he hated it. Great.
Mm.
Again, this is the last time I listen to you or your listeners.
Oh.
You said hanging a picture would be fine, and I did that, and now he's upset. So I told him that you all told me that he would love it, and if there was any blame to go around, it should be on you two. I hope you feel good about what you did.
Oh.
I should have just listened to my friends. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to try and salvage my relationship with Tim.
Okay. I feel like you may have captured the emotion that
yes.
Kendra was feeling.
Can I just point a few things out, Miss Kendra? We said hang a picture.
Mm-hmm.
But then you took it beyond because you're like, oh, that's not enough. And then you went and did all the other things that we said don't do. And then he doesn't like it.
Mm.
Like we said, that could be the case. So why is this our fault again? Because we didn't tell you to do all those things. We told you to hang a picture.
Well, and you came to us, too, also for advice.
Yes, exactly.
But,
and yes, you sit there saying that you took our advice, but no. You went ahead and expanded. You went out on your own. You went rogue.
She did. She went a little rogue.
She went rogue.
And she's a little upset about that.
Yeah.
This is a bit odd because we got the update from Kendra. But then, you know, where you have those, like, hidden messages on your Instagram?
Uh-huh.
I happened to click on that.
Okay.
And we got an update from Tim.
Oh, the boyfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Is he mad at us, too?
So we'll give that to you coming up here in just a minute, okay?
Oh, dang it. She kind of threw us under the bus with him. Oh, no.
Yeah, she did. And he responded.
Oh, God.
So, again, this is kind of like, this is kind of wild because
I'm feeling attacked a little bit.
No, it's like all the sights are pointing on us right now.
But again, we said hang a picture. She went rogue. We can't be held responsible for that.
Yeah, this is kind of like how to lose a guy in 10 days.
Yes.
Oh, Fern.
Yeah, our love Fern, where she goes and decorates his house and puts a love Fern in there. And
she did more than a love Fern.
So after we heard the update from Kendra, who accused us of ruining her life because she didn't actually take the advice we gave and redecorated her boyfriend's place while he was gone with more than just a picture on the wall.
Yeah, we said test the waters, hang a picture on the wall. And she's like, well, I did that.
Yeah,
but then it needed more. So I did a lot more.
Yeah.
And then somehow that's our fault.
And then she threw us under the bus with her boyfriend, Tim.
Yeah, so and said, you should blame them.
As I said, we got an update from Tim, which is odd that we get to hear both sides of the story. But Tim wrote us and messaged us and said, hi, Ben and Kelly, I believe you spoke to my girlfriend Kendra a couple weeks ago.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we did.
Before I continue,
mm-hmm.
I can't believe I'm actually messaging you. You all have been a part of my life for as long as I can remember. Whatever uncertainty was occurring in my life, I could always turn on WDJX and hear you two and know that things would be okay. So, yeah, I kind of thought my first time messaging you would be under different circumstances, but that's life, right?
Okay.
Okay. Wow. He goes on. Anyway, Kendra told me that you all recommended she redecorate my place as a surprise while I was away. I literally couldn't believe that. One, she contacted you, and two, you would tell her that. So I looked up the podcast and listened to the segment. Let me just say that you didn't get the whole story from her.
Okay.
What I heard you say is not to do anything more than hang a picture without discussing your plans about my place with me.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, so I was going to say Tim heard. What she heard was hang a picture, paint a wall, change the shower curtain, add plants, add pillows, throw away my neon bar sign, switch out the towels, and completely change the feel of Tim's home. I know she told you that I hated it and blamed it on you. I can't lie to Ben and Kelly. I like how he says, I can't lie to Ben and Kelly. That's right, Tim, you can't. He says, I really didn't like it. But what I didn't like more than the redecoration was that I wasn't a part of it at all.
Yes.
And there was no communication that she even wanted to do something like that before I left.
Right. Yes.
I have to admit, I was upset because I didn't feel like it was my place anymore.
Yeah, I get it.
I know she was angry when she messaged you, but no, there's no hard feelings. I think she was just frustrated because my reaction wasn't what she was expecting.
Got it.
Anyway, we're working it out, and we're also adjusting some of the, quote, fixes she made. I know what you're probably thinking, and no, we're not breaking up over this.
Okay, that's good.
It's a learning experience, LOL.
LOL.
I thought you'd want to hear my side of the story and keep doing what you all do for Louisville. Thanks, Tim.
Tim for the win.
All right.
Tim for the win. That makes me feel a little bit better. Also paints more of the picture in my mind.
Tim was like,
of what it looked like.
I heard what you said, and then I heard what she heard. I saw what she heard.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, I guess that makes me feel a little bit better.
That played out exactly the way that we feared it would had she gone ahead and did all the things she did.
Yeah, and you know, good on Tim for not like going, you know what, red flags, you're done. And just being open to like, all right, well, you know, some of this stuff can be undone, so let's undo it. And
yes.
And, you know,
everybody's rolling in with all the support for Tim. Tim for the win. Tim is a good man. What a sweetheart.
Yeah.
Yes.
Vindication. Truth shall set you free.
We
saw a text for her. Yeah.
The podcast shall set us free.
Yeah. My gosh. I never thought that a podcast that we had would come to our support. But man.
You know what? If we ever need that in a court of law, we're going to have those in our back corner.
I got a text from Derek that said, hashtag Team Tim, my guy hit us with the rest of the story. Give that man his neon sign back.
Yes,
right.
He needs the neon sign back for sure. Yes, that
neon,
needs to live again.
What was it, the neon beer sign? Or what?
I'm not sure, yes.
What sign was it? Neon?
Probably.
I was trying to look at that through it. Anyways, good on you. Thanks, Tim, for the update. And thank you, Kendra, also for the update. No hard feelings meant. I understand we all get emotional from time to time.
Exactly. But maybe, again, go back and listen to the podcast with Tim. And then maybe you would hear it differently.
Easy, Kelly.
I'm just saying.
We're all fine now.
I felt attacked.
You and I are fine. We're going to be fine.
Okay.
Kelly has built, don't let her I feel attacked fool you. She's built a hard candy
a
shell over
shell,
the years.
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
So listen, I think we learned a valuable lesson, didn't we? All of the couples maybe listening out there.
The Kendras and Tims.
Yeah, exactly, the Kendras and Tims out there is that we need to maybe consult our partner before we do a complete total makeover of the space.
All right.
They like to do that together. Let's do that together.
Anyways, thank you guys for the update. There you go. A little group therapy update for you on 99.7 DJX. Let's play a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult and introduce you to Channa calling us from Cordon. Hi, Channa.
Hi.
So Channa's got brown hair, drives a Chevy Traverse, is in accounting, and will say relationship-wise, she's in a better spot now than she was a little while ago. Is that accurate?
Accurate, yes.
Accurate.
Okay, good.
Okay, that's good. That's good. You're moving forward, Channa. You're leaving what's in the past in the past, and you're you're getting on your horse and you're riding off.
Yeah,
I am on my way.
And that that horse can be a metaphor for anything, Channa.
Right, exactly.
That's right. You get on it and you ride it. Sorry, we're getting a little awkward.
Got
here.
A little weird.
All right, so Channa, little kid, drunk adults, fun game. Kelly's going to explain how it works.
Yeah, you're going to hear three stories. You have to figure out, did that happen to the person when they were a little kid or a drunk adult? It's pretty simple yet complicated.
Okay, Channa, are you ready?
I am.
Okay, here we go. First one, little kid, drunk adult.
I was messing with some seagulls at the beach and almost lost an eye.
Oh.
All right. Well,
glad he didn't.
That should go either way.
Yeah. Sure. All right.
I'm going to say little kid.
All right. So Channa says little kid. Kelly?
I'll agree.
All right. Both of you saying little kid?
Yeah.
I was a little kid.
There
yeah.
It is. Yep. Little kid. You got it. One for one.
And the family was at the beach. And a group of seagulls kept coming and messing with my sandcastle, and I guess I had enough. I scooped up a shovel with sand and threw it in their direction. Problem was, there were some young ones around, and I guess the mama gull got all twisted and attacked me.
Oh!
It was pecking me, and I was trying to swat it away with my shovel, and it pecked right next to my eye. To this day, I am terrified of surf chickens. Okay.
Surf chickens?
Right. Okay, surf chickens.
I call them surf chickens. I like that. That's funny. Okay.
Lesson learned, though.
That's right. All right, you're one for one. Here we go. Next one, little kid, drunk adult.
I fell asleep in the shower, got out soaked and naked, and passed out on the couch.
It sounds like a Saturday night to me.
Right, I was going to say, haven't we all?
That's right, Channa. Gosh, can we talk to you more?
Let's go. We're going to go adult on this one. All
right.
Drunk adult.
All right, drunk adult.
Oh, I feel like that's the obvious answer, isn't it?
I don't know.
That's where it can be tricky.
I know.
You're thinking drunk adult. I'm going to say little kid.
Oh, all right. Kelly's saying little kid. Channa, you're saying drunk adult. All right, what is it?
I was a little kid.
Yeah,
oh, little kid.
Oh, dang it. Oh, dang it.
Channa's like, you wake up one time wet and naked, and that's all you...
And this happens.
And this happens. That's right. All right. So what happened?
I got up really early one weekend so I could play my video games, but my mom had a rule. We couldn't do anything until we showered first. So I got up at like 5 a.m., get in the shower, sat down, and fell asleep. Woke up about 30 minutes later and apparently got up in the shower and went to the couch to play video games where I was found naked and dripping wet by my mom. She had the new rule that day. We weren't allowed out of the bed until 7 a.m. on weekends.
Oh, wow.
That's probably a better rule for sure. Oh,
hashtag boys will be boys, right?
Just so tired. Even the shower couldn't wake me up.
I know. I mean... all right, so Channa, let's try to get this last one right here. Little kid, drunk adult. You're doing all right, though. You won one for one here, or one for two,
one
I should
one.
Say. Yeah, one win, one loss. Here we go, last one.
I got spit on by a monkey at the zoo.
Could go either way again.
Spit on by a monkey at the zoo.
Could be what drunk and tormenting,
yeah.
Or just little and tormenting.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'll go little kid.
I mean, Channa, if this is the hardest decision you have to make all day, I think we're doing good.
Yeah, you're doing all right.
I'm gonna take it. Yeah.
All right. So you said little kid.
Yeah.
All right. You said little kid. Kelly, what do you think?
I'll stick with you on that.
All right. Both of you saying little kid.
I was a drunk adult.
Oh dang it! Drunk at the zoo.
But who hasn't been drunk at the zoo? Am I right? all right, so what happened?
A group of us went to the zoo, got hammered, and by the time we got to one of the monkey exhibits, I was pretty gone. Apparently, I was up against the cage mocking it, like you do as a kid when you wave your arms and you want, I don't know.
Oh, my God.
And this savage monkey got some water and spit that all over me. I guess I deserved it.
Yeah, I guess you did. Wow.
Okay.
All right.
We learned not to mock monkeys today.
Yeah, let's not make fun of the animals there at the zoo. How about that?
Yeah, well, at least they didn't fling poo at her, Heard that,
ever,
happening before.
Has that ever happened to you, Kelly?
No, not happened to me.
Channa, has that ever happened to you?
Nope, sure hasn't.
But I've heard that monkeys can do that.
All right.
All right. Well, Channa, one out of three, typically a failing score. However,
that does sound failing, but
we're going to hook you up.
I know you guys better.
I know. We're going to hook you up.
We celebrate that, though, on this show.
Channa, so
we're going to call it a win.
We're going to call that a win for today. So congratulations, Channa. You win. Hopefully you have a great time at the show. And hang on the line another quick sec. We're going to get a little bit more information from you, okay?
All right. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, no problem.
I mean, hashtag blessed that the monkey didn't sling poo. I'm seriously.
Yeah, let's just call that a silver lining and hashtag blessed. All right.
Yeah.
So, little kid, drunk adult, as we always say, we need you to help us keep this bit alive, all right?
We need more stories. If you can dig deep into your life and realize I got a story that could really go either way, then give us a little voice note message.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a teaser, reveal the answer, and then finish the story. Email it, benandkellyshow@gmail.com.
Site is still live, WDJX.com. October 13th, that's when Air Is the Movie hits theaters, 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly in your feel good. All right, Kelly K.
Also in the sportsy sports world, probably the funniest race ever. So this racetrack, Emerald Downs in Auburn, Washington, had another hilarious race. They're kind of known for doing this thing. We talked about their grandparents' race before, a bunch of older people running on a racetrack, and some of them kind of...
I was going to say, it's kind of like a NASCAR race where you watch for the wrecks.
Well, exactly. Yes, it's like a horse racetrack, and they're coming out of a gate like the horses do, but it's people this time. These people wearing T-Rex costumes.
Well, anyway, these dino races started as a team building exercise for a pest control company in 2017. Now they're a full-blown event.
That's your favorite. That's funny.
It's so fantastic. It's like 200 people dressed in T-Rex costumes, many heats for the adults, and then they had kids 14 and under doing a heat as well, and it's pretty fantastic. So if you just need a little something to start the day with, a little giggle, this will do it for you at WDJX.com.
At Penn and Kelly Show, great way to message us. We got this from Teresa.
She said, "Hey, Ben and Kelly, whatever happened to etiquette and courtesy?
Oh.
Help me out here. A few months ago, my family had a function that was held at a venue, and although it wasn't black tie, it was a nice event, and guests were expected to dress nicely.
Mm-hmm.
My 81-year-old mother asked my nephew to please take off his baseball hat at the table. He refused, stating his hair was too long and he looked shabby.
Okay.
His parents were also at the table, but didn't offer support to my mom.
Okay.
2 days later, it was my mom's birthday. We went to an upscale restaurant to celebrate. Guess what?
What?
That same nephew refused to attend unless he's allowed to sit at the table with his baseball hat on. By the way, he's 22.
Okay.
How do I tell him that he needs help in the etiquette department without sounding like an uppity bee? Thank you.
Is your mom upset about this?
Like I don't
know. Or is
it
just you? I don't want to sound like, you know, I don't want to poo-poo what your feelings, Teresa.
Well, I mean, her mom asked the nephew to take off his baseball hat, and he refused.
Okay, maybe I missed that.
So she's probably annoyed, but she's 81 and probably thinks, well, I'm not going to rock the boat. Just want to have a nice dinner.
Yeah. I don't know. Talk to the parents. Say, hey, pull your son together. Do something. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. What would you say to her?
I would definitely talk to nephew's parents and just be like, hey, you know, there's some etiquette maybe when we're going to nicer places.
Yeah.
You think maybe you can encourage him to cut the hair? If he's using the hat to cover the shabby hair, then get a haircut. And then he can feel like that he can go out without a baseball hat on.
Or man bun. That's a thing, right?
Man bun indeed.
Yes.
There are ways that you can calm the unruly, shabby hair and still be appropriate for wherever you're at.
What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are it's very ignorant to wear a baseball hat at the dinner table.
Uh-huh.
And if the kid's hair is that long, you should put it up in a man bun.
That's what I said. Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
man bun.
For sure. All right.
Yeah, I agree with Kelly. Talk to the parents on this. And if it's that much of an issue, maybe they just stop getting invites.
Ooh, that could be.
I don't know. You know?
That could be.
Maybe it's just like, all right, well, you know, until you guys can figure stuff out, a little respect. Cut your hair, you hippie.
Well, yeah, maybe. And give them a heads up. Like the next time there's going to be like a nice event, a nice place that they're going. Give, you know, the nephew's parents. Exactly. Yeah, give him a heads up so he has time to take care of whatever he needs to take care of so that he can show up not wearing a baseball hat.
I like that. This is what we expect. No, this is a no hat. This is a nice event type of thing. And I don't know how many nice events you guys are holding, but, you know, maybe this isn't actually going to happen for another, you know, few months or
well,
so.
Well, sometimes you go out to dinner and you want to, you know, dress nice and that kind of thing. I get that. I do kind of relate to the struggle a little bit because my teenage son, like, kind of refuses to wear anything other than, like, athletic shorts and, like, basketball clothes. It's basically what he's always wearing. And when I want to go out to dinner or go to church, I'm like, hey, can you at least put on, like, khaki shorts, collared shirt, something, please? And I'm,
but it's comfortable, Mom!
I'm begging for him to cut his hair. It's much, but it's the style.
I was
going to
say,
just
it's the
be
style
like
right
a
now.
Mop on top of his
yep,
head.
Yep, that's the style.
That's the way they're all wearing.
Sure.
I'm just like, please, just trim it up a little bit, please. It just looks crazy. I get it.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. We feel for you, or at least Kelly feels for you.
I know the struggle.
All right, let us know how it works out.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's You Laugh, You Lose with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Trumpets Meet, it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where we sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's all for this trophy that I'm holding in my hand right now and for bragging rights rolling into the next week.
You possess the bragging rights currently, right?
I do. Okay. Yeah, losers go first. So, Kelly, that would be you.
Great. Thank you. You ready?
Yep.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
My daughter told me she wanted to date a soccer player.
Oh.
I told her to look for the least active player on the field. He's a keeper.
Yes. I heard on the news that there's a guy stealing tires from police cars.
Oh.
Yeah. I understand the police are working tirelessly to solve the crime.
Right. Tirelessly, literally. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Wife asked her husband, are you sometimes surprised how little people change? And I said, actually, the husband said, actually, the process is the same. They just have tiny clothes.
Ah, yes. Semantics. $5 bill walks into a bar, Kelly.
Yeah.
Bartender says, you're going to have to leave. It's singles night.
Gotcha. I would like to see it grow legs and walk into a bar, though.
Yep.
It did paint a picture.
Thank you.
In my brain. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
My balloon elephant wouldn't fit on the back seat of the car.
No.
So I had to pop the trunk.
Kelly, I got caught speeding going 70 in a 30.
Ooh!
Yeah, 3 days later, I got a letter through the door that said, speeding fine. I don't know what to believe.
Yeah, I don't think it's fine.
But it was fine.
I don't think it's fine, though. Probably
speeding
not
fine.
No, it's... You have to pay. Okay. I'll explain it later. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Interviewer says, how do you explain this four-year gap on your resume?
Oh.
I said, well, that's when I went to Yale.
Oh.
Interviewer said, that's impressive. You're hired. I said, thanks. I really need this job.
Okay, that was good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my uncle used to say, time heals all wounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, lovely guy, terrible paramedic.
Oh, yeah. Probably needs a little bit more immediate attention.
Yes.
Got it. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
In an interview, the boss asked me, do you have any experience? I told him, yes, this is my 20th interview.
Ah. A lot of experience doing these interviews.
Uh-huh.
You know, I dated a zombie a long time ago, Kelly.
Oh!
Yeah. When we broke up, she fell apart.
Ouchie.
Yeah, she was dead anyways.
Got it.
Hashtag zombie.
Got it. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
You know, the first computer dates back to Adam and Eve.
Uh-huh.
It was an Apple with limited memory. Just one byte, then everything crashed.
Oh, okay.
Biblical humor,
Biblical humor, right?
Yeah.
My fitness instructor advised me to wear loose clothing while exercising.
Yeah?
I would not have joined the gym if I had any loose clothing.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Uh-huh.
Got it. Yeah, everything's a little snug.
Yep.
Hey, Ben, fun fact. Before the crowbar was invented, crows drank at home.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Kelly, what's a whale without undies?
What is a whale without undies?
A free willy!
Did you have to helicopter? Did you have to? Did you have to?
I didn't pan the camera down.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for keeping your pants on.
Who says I have my pants on?
Ben! What is three letters and starts with gas?
What?
A car.
What do you call a boat carrying penis-shaped potatoes?
Oh my God, what? What?
A dictatorship.
We both lost on that one. Is that a draw?
It might be.
I feel like that's a draw.
It might be.
That's a draw. You follow up your whale underwear joke with that.
Dictatorship.
That's a 1-2 punch.
Dictatorship.
That's a 1-2 punch, was. Sir.
All right, there you go. I guess it stays put. The trophy stays put for another week.
That's going to be in neutral land for a week.
There you go.
Because your dictatorship took us both down.
It's you laugh, you lose. Man, you see this story out of Rolling Stone about Jimmy Fallon?
Yeah, not good.
Yeah. If you haven't heard, he's got some former staffers. A couple of them, I think, are still working for him.
Yep.
That are not painting him in a great light. Like, almost like dressing rooms for guests are crying rooms for staff members. Just because he's been accused of being drunk, erratic, mean, creating a toxic workplace.
And apparently they had a Zoom meeting and he apologized to the current staff.
Yeah, and I guess during the meeting he said, you know, sorry if I embarrassed you and you're in your family and friends. I feel so bad. I can't even tell you. It's, you know, it's embarrassing. But I don't know. It's hard to know what you read and what you see. And, you know, Jimmy, he always seemed like a very affable host and very happy-go-lucky person.
And you heard all the stories about
Ellen.
Well,
then there's that, too. You're right. So it's all the stuff that's kind of behind the scenes and all that. So, yeah.
But would he apologize had they not called him out and did this public expose? That's the other thing. It's like, he should know that kind of behavior is awful. And it doesn't, just because you're a celebrity and you're the star of the show, doesn't excuse it. And so I find I would have more respect if in reflection, you know, because they've been taking a break because of the writer's strike, kind of stuff, for sure. That, you know, you take account, like you look at the way that you run your ship over there and take accountability if you have some moments that you know, are not proud of. And he should know when he's being mean to people.
I mean, he should.
And making them uncomfortable. I mean, you can sense a vibe in, you know, around the workplace, and if a lot of people are unhappy, like, you should be aware of that.
Well, but that was part of it too. Apparently no one told him no, so he was never surrounded by people who were always like, you know, yes,
so he wasn't aware. He wasn't aware of what a jerk he was.
Maybe he was going through with blinders and unaware because of his fame, and it got to him and all that. I don't know.
But I mean, like, you know when you're being drunk and erratic and mean, right?
Yeah.
Aren't you at least aware of that a little bit?
Yeah. Yeah. So, you're right. Like, you know, we heard this about Ellen. We heard this about now Jimmy Fallon. Recently, Lizzo was recently in the news for the same type of stuff.
They achieve a certain level of fame, and I think they think that gives them a pass in the behavior department to act any way they want.
That's why I refuse to get famous, Kelly.
You don't want it to change you?
I don't want it to change
anything. You don't want to win the lottery, and you don't want to get super famous.
That's right. I would rather
both things
win.
Could be your downfall.
No, I've never said I don't want to win the lottery. I've just said I don't want to win the lottery that's like $1 billion.
Huge jackpot.
Yeah, I'd rather win the, you know, $150-200 million jackpot that's just kind of floats under the radar, and people are
gotcha.
Like, oh yeah, didn't Ben win the lottery? I don't know. Not, you know, like no one ever knows. I win $1 billion lottery, and people are going to be like, Ben this, Ben that. It's going to change me, Kelly.
It's
I don't want to do that.
It's going to change everything.
Yeah,
I get it.
That's why.
By the way, sidebar: did you see the JCPS school bus driver that won
$100,000
and then
like,
quit?
Well, yeah,
he's like I'm out.
You know, and here's...
That's so great. And by the way, he bought it at the convenience store that I used to live near. I went there for like 14 years all the time, right there at our corner where I used to live. That's where he won the ticket.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So great.
But see, I feel like if I won, you wouldn't be able to tell I won for a while because I just keep on as normal.
Well, you're kind of shifty and shady all the time. So
I am a little bit. Shifty and shady all the time.
It wouldn't be out of the ordinary.
Something's up with Ben, but I just can't tell.
Yeah, it's just normal, though.
Can't put my finger on it.
That's normal for Ben.
Kelly Kay.
This is one of those right place at the right time kind of stories. This Ring camera captured a 4-year-old autistic boy heading right into the lake by his house. He just jumped right in. His grandma was watching him, actually screamed out, "He's going in the water." And Jessica, their neighbor, happened to be right there, just immediately threw the phone, runs, jumps in the lake, and saves him. And then she was kind of so shaken by the experience, she decided to make a video talking about that experience while she's still soaking wet right after.
I think I saved a little kid's life today. I just threw my phone and ran in, and I'm not a good swimmer. I'm so scared because I have a 3-year-old.
The little boy's mom thanked her hero.
She's literally an angel from above, especially for being at the right place at the right time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? You know, she said she's a mom, and that's why she didn't even hesitate. Even though she's not a great swimmer, she didn't even hesitate at all. Just ran in, jumped all her clothes on, got him out, and now he's doing fine, and he's excited to celebrate his 5th birthday. So you can see that video at WDJX.com.
Setting the bar time, Kelly, these stories are like what?
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, we've done this and seen this story time and time again. If you're a criminal, you just can't brag about it on social media. So if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a luxury car, then boasting about your new luxury car on social media, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. But you know what? The police are like, nay, nay. Keep doing that.
Yeah, right?
It helps us.
A dude in Florida was arrested for driving around in a stolen Mercedes. This is after he got on social media going, guys, look at my new Mercedes.
Seriously? 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 He didn't think that one through that, oh, maybe someone's going to notice that Mercedes is gone. And they're going to notice this looks a little bit like that. And you can track cars like with VIN numbers and stuff.
Well, and he, you know, Nicholas is the dude's name. Nicholas is probably thinking, well, there are millions and millions of people on social media. How are they going to find my post?
That's true. And, you know, probably millions and millions of cars that look just like this one. That's like, they're not going to be able to think it's the same one that's missing.
No. In fact, Nicholas, once they busted him for that Mercedes that he was bragging about, they connected him to a few more car break-ins and charged with a bunch of other stuff. So,
oh, not his first rodeo.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Maybe he needs to think about changing careers.
Yeah, I was going to say, career as a criminal probably isn't doing as well as he had hoped.
Doesn't have a lot of longevity.
Or at least for him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. To each their own, Kelly, right?
Oh, are all right is okay. I don't think that's the hidden message.
Oh, okay.
Of if you're going to be a career criminal, be better at it.
But seriously, how many times have we had a setting the bar story where it's like, well, I would have gotten away with it had I not commented on the police's post or had I not posted about it on social media?
I mean, but if you're going to do it for the gram.
I mean, yeah, why not? Why not? So again,
I mean, why not? If you're going to be driving around in a gorgeous vehicle, you got to show it off.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Pixar didn't happen.
Exactly.
All right. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a nice Mercedes.
You could stop right there.
Then bragging okay. about it. Hey, guys, look at the Mercedes I just picked up.
Hey, guys, look at my new whip.
They're like, Nicholas, how'd you find the money for that? Well, funny story.
Don't worry about it.
Let's not worry about that.
It turns out it didn't require any money.
That's right. That is your setting the bar story. 99.70 JX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I'm just going to announce this because he was so gracious to us when he was through the studio a few years ago. Charlie Puth is now an engaged man.
Look at that. We love to see Charles happy.
Yes.
I'm going to call him Charles, his I'm sure, full name. Now, listen, I can only think that he probably had the idea implanted in his head when he witnessed a proposal right in front of him.
Right.
Doing a little meet and greet in our conference room.
I know. We set it up, and I haven't followed up with that happy, those listeners in a couple of years. But, yeah, they got engaged right in front of Charlie Puth. The pictures live on in our YouTube channel.
Well, and the video. Yes, the video. You can see that at WDJX.com. I can only also assume that at the reception, he's probably going to serenade his new wife with his hit that he wrote in our studio.
Was that Hairspray?
Yeah, Hair Gel.
Hair Gel. That's right.
Hair Gel. Yes. Yeah.
Spinning the wheel of song there on our show. So, yeah,
just
congrats.
Made it up right then and there.
To Charlie Puth. Love to see that guy doing good stuff. So, congrats. Olivia Rodrigo set to perform the 2023 Video Music Awards on Tuesday. 6 VMA noms for her. It's good for you. 99.70 JX. Good for you. I'm telling you what, I've enjoyed these past few days weather-wise. Looks like we're going to have another great weekend. Fall-like temperatures with highs only in the upper 70s.
Oh, wow.
I mean, come at me with that stuff.
If we can live in this zone for a little bit longer, that'd be
great.
We typically only get like little touches of it.
Yeah.
I'm hoping it'll stay.
Anything big happening in your household this weekend?
Well, we had some athletic things that were happening, but now they're not because my daughter's homesick. So our night just got freed up.
Oh, there you go. So go see a movie, go out to eat, go, you know, go see a show, do something like that. Yeah,
I had
absolutely.
I had to go fetch Ava from school, so no field hockey for her tonight.
Is this weekend the weekend you're going to that country concert?
No, it's next Thursday.
Oh, next. Okay.
Next Thursday.
Are we going to see Kelly K next Friday on the show? Or are you going to?
I don't know.
Are you going to be a little hungover calling in sick?
Could very well be.
All right.
Come in with like a thermos.
Well,
full
warn
of some
me.
Mom juice.
Warn me.
Just to keep going.
Yeah. This weekend. I was going to say. Throughout the show, I updated you early in the show with about my groin because groin talk #GroinTalk2023.
Do we have to have a wellness check in?
Well, the wellness check is that it's doing better, so it's not seizing up and tightening up like I was thinking it was headed towards. Later yesterday afternoon and earlier this morning. So it's loosened up. I've been doing some groin stretches during the show, Kelly.
Okay, so then do I also just tell everybody I had like leg cramps the last couple of nights? Is that where we also share this update? Had this just turned into like geriatric corner? It's like update from the nursing home. Ben and Kelly. Oh, I had leg cramps. Ow, my groin hurts.
No, my groin.
Ow,
tender groin.
Dang it. Yep. I twisted my back.
All right. So whatever you do this weekend, keep us in mind. If you do anything fun that's like little kid, drunk adult worthy, make sure you send it our way. We'd love to feature you on that portion of our show.
And listen, if you were thinking that you needed to kind of spruce up your home living space and not tell your partner about it,
yeah,
just
know
that is not our official recommendation here at the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Yeah, there you go. All right, what else, Kelly?
I think that's it. You can read all of the latest stories about Danny Masterson. Yikes.
Man. You know what? We saw this coming.
We did.
I mean, that is no good.
Nope. And so read all about that. The Jimmy Fallon toxic workplace story. All the things are up at WDJX.com. Plus a T-Rex race. You got to see that video. That's all right. Funny.
Guys, have a great weekend. We will talk to you Monday.
Okay, bye.